Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Gerber's here. Scott's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of the Young Entrepreneurs Council, author of Never Get a Job. He's the founder also and the CEO of Gerber Enterprises, and he's working really hard to help mentor the Gen Y folks in the marketplace and help them to earn their entrepreneur sea legs, so to speak. And he's our good friend, Scott Gerber. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Scott, young folks, the Gen Ys, the millennials, are they as interested in becoming entrepreneurs as their older cousins or their parents or grandparents?
Well, I mean, in some cases more so. What we've learned with YEC is that there's not just general interest, but the numbers are beginning to shift in a direction where I think millennials as a whole are believing that entrepreneurship, whether initially out of college or instead of college or in the future, will play a role in their life at some point.
Is this because that's the way they're bent? Or is it because they can't get a job and they might as well try? What the heck, we've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, I think the combination of necessity and desperation, but also on the other side of that, true interest. We did have a generation of kids that watched their parents go through things like Enron, or 2009, 2010 recession and depression. Yeah. And so you see these different, things happen at a socioeconomic level, and multiple times in your, sort of in your growth and your development as a young person. And it begins to make you think, like, okay, well, what happens if? And so we went out there recently, actually, YEC, to find out, like, is this true? Is this just all media hype or not? And what we found, especially in our national survey with Buzz Marketing Group, was truly astounding, just in terms of the fact that young people now are viewing entrepreneurship as mandatory curriculum, for their life's goals. 94% said entrepreneurship education was crucially important. But 62% of people were basically never offered a class in their entire life. And 62% of the people who did get a class said it was highly inadequate and useless beyond graduation. Mm-hmm. So there has to be something done here.
So that's very interesting. So now, being an entrepreneur, as you well know, Scott, is a life of discipline. It's a life of intense dedication. It's a life of doing without, of deferred gratification. You have to believe in yourself. You have to gut a lot out. Think back on you getting your business going. Are the millennials up to that?
You know, like any other generation, I mean, there's certainly no grandiose yes or no here in either direction. I think that, you know, there's going to be a certain group that is well up to the task, ready to go. There's going to be another group that thinks they're ready to go and will do what most businesses do the first time out, which is fail.
You're exactly right, because, just to stick one little piece of information in there, you're exactly right. I don't know how many baby boomers I have advised not to start a business because they weren't cut out for it.
it's one of those things that, you know, business is great perseverance, great knowledge, great hustle, a lot of luck, and the reality is right time, right place, right market. I mean, there's a million variables. So it's unfair to say to any generation that this one is better equipped or not better equipped in certain ways, because what I can make the argument that boomers lack in technological advancement and education, you can make the argument that our generation lacks in that discipline, non-Ritalin culture, idea of getting what they want. So I think that there's a mix, if you will, of things that have to happen. Now, I will say that I do believe that the times have changed such that it is easier than ever to jump into entrepreneurship. The barriers to entry are so few.
The technology.
It's warp-speeded us, into the next generation of what's possible.
Are Gen Y more likely to think of a technology-based online company than they are of a tangible, moving products out the door type of business?
So this is actually a big misconception, Jim. Most people think that entrepreneurship in Gen Y is, I'm going to build a tech product that's going to eat the world. And to a certain degree, in the valley and the alley, those kinds of things are very true. When you look across the grand swath of America, what you find is that technological hybrid businesses are really the ones that are going to be the most successful. How do you take your dad's, let's say, farm and bring it up to the next generation of technology? How do you take the mom-and-pop shop or the family of mom-and-pop-owned stores that you've had in your family for generations and bring it to the 21st century? That's really what you're seeing as the main driver, using SaaS and mobile and other things to really build new audiences, build new followings, but use the bedrock foundation of successful business to do it. And so I don't think that we're all just out trying to create a mobile app. I think there's a lot of headline fodder for the blogosphere. But I do believe that this generation is the best equipped to sort of make that transition into the business of the future if the business will survive.
Well, one thing that I got to give a lot of hope to the Gen Y folks, Gen Y, about is, as you know, in my book, The Age of the Customer, I talk about 10,000 years of the age of the seller that I came up in. I was educated. I was trained. I lived the age of the seller, the end of the age of the seller we've been learning for 10,000 years. So my generation and even the generation below me had a lot of baggage that we've got to get rid of in order to come into the age of the customer. These young folks don't have to do that. They don't have that baggage, and that's good for them.
It's good and bad, though, Jim. I will say, you know, again, to take a little bit of credit where credit is due for the boomers and beyond, even Gen X to a certain extent. You know, I think one of the key things that young people today are hiding behind is technology. This idea that if you put something on Facebook, you know,
good
or
point.
Twitter, that's
good
a marketing
point.
Strategy, that's sales. Right. So I don't think that there's something wrong with knowing solid principles around sales. I think, you know, most tech companies especially would be better off if they actually, at the earlier phases, concentrated on customer acquisition beyond growth
well, one thing,
or any of these other terms.
One thing's for sure, and I also talk about this in my book, some things have not changed. And the human beings that we deal with as customers, they may have new expectations, but they're still the same human beings. And when we come back after these messages, we're going to talk about that. I want to talk about the concept of content and context with the Gen Y and see what Scott has to say about that. He's the author of Never Get a Real Job. He's the founder of the Young Entrepreneur Council. Scott, you want to give us a website quickly, please?
YEC.co.
YEC.co. Check it out, folks. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.